Many of us have remained in circumstances that have not changed because the spiritual issue that brought them about have not been addressed.
Dr. Tony Evans says real help results in wholeness.
What God is after is giving you a personal experience with Himself.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Sometimes it feels like the answer to our problems is so close we can almost touch it. Almost, but not quite. But today, Dr. Evans explains that the Lord can extend our reach when we look to Him for the right kind of help. Let's join Him.
All of us, most of us, if not all of us, have in our cars warning lights that when they come on indicate trouble underneath the hood. If a warning light comes on in your car, changing the bulb is not the problem. The problem actually is much deeper. To focus in on the light, hit the light, wonder why the light is on, get mad because the light is on, ignoring the light does not address the essence of what is going on. It usually indicates something underneath the hood is out of whack. That is, the external light that you can see is indicative of problems that you can't see. Such is the case of the situation we find in John chapter 5. This is what we read. After these things, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there in Jerusalem by the sheep gate, a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porticos. In these lay a multitude of those who were sick, blind, lame, and withered, waiting for the moving of the waters. For an angel of the Lord went down at a certain season into the pool and stirred up the water. Whoever then first, after the stirring up of the water, stepped in was made well from whatever disease with which he was afflicted. And a certain man was there who had been 38 years in his sickness. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been a long time in that condition, he said to him, "Do you wish to get well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Arise, take up your pallet and walk." And immediately the man became well, took up his pallet, and began to walk. Here we have a man in a hopeless, helpless situation over an extended period of time. We're told in verse number 5 that this man had been in his difficult situation for some 38 years. I wonder if there's anybody here who's been in the same situation. For an extended period of time, and things just aren't getting any better. This unnamed man who had been in this extended situation, a description, by the way, of total pain. He is not only sick, but he's in a multitude of sickness. Because we're told in verse 3, he lay in a multitude of those who were sick, blind, lame, and withered. Everybody was gathering at the pool looking for a miracle. They were all gathered together, come together, to see something supernatural occur when the water would be stirred. The problem with the stirring of the water is that it only helped one person. Depending on the nature of your sickness, your chance of being that one person could be very difficult. A person with a withered hand could get to that water a lot faster than somebody who's lame and laid out on a pallet as this man was. This man was without hope, strength, but he kept showing up hoping that something would happen. Maybe that's you or somebody you know. They keep showing up hoping something would happen. Maybe you keep coming Sunday after Sunday hoping something would happen. And nothing has happened. This man has spent 38 years in the same dilemma. Why? Why is it 38 years in the same dilemma, at the same place, hoping for the same miracle with everybody else, and every now and again, one person breaks out of the crowd, but the crowd remains the same? Well, we're actually told in verse 14, after the miracle occurs. Afterwards, Jesus found the man in the temple and said to him, "Behold, you have become well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse may befall you." Verse 14 tells us the problem of verse 5. The man had been in this physical situation because of an unaddressed spiritual problem. There was a spiritual issue because he says, "sin anymore." That had led to his physical, visible circumstance. Most of us go to the doctor when self-help won't work. We go to the doctor when mama's remedies won't work, when what's in the medicine cabinet won't work, and when what we can do across the counter is not enough. Then we appeal to somebody who will not be satisfied simply to hear about the symptoms. We appeal to somebody who won't be satisfied simply to see the external dilemma of what we're facing. We now have to deal with somebody who's going to take pictures on the inside. Because a doctor has a capacity that the average person does not have, and that is to get to the root of what is causing the external symptoms. Many of us have remained in an extended period of time in circumstances that have not changed because the spiritual issue that brought them about have not been addressed. Unless and until spiritual causes for external problems are addressed, the symptoms will remain. Most of us have seen holes in apples. Most people won't eat an apple with a hole in it to the core. The reason why most people won't eat an apple with a hole in it to the core is they're afraid of what they might bite into. What bore down in here and created this hole in the apple? Well, let me help you out here. If you ever see an apple with a hole in it down to the core, feel free to eat it. The reason you can feel free to eat an apple that has a hole to the core is that the hole was not put by what drilled in, but by what drilled out. You see, when the seed was growing, the larva of the worm got on it, and the apple grew up around the problem. That bright, shiny external had contamination internal. And as the worm bore itself out when it came to full life and hatched and begin to work its way, eating its way out. The hole on the outside was because of contamination on the inside. The external problem comes from an internal situation. This man could describe to you his symptoms, his sickness, and his difficulty. Only Jesus could identify its cause, that it was spiritual in nature. How many of us are going through external problems that have not been addressed by its spiritual root? And that's the only reason it won't go away. Because the cause has been unaddressed. Many of us come to the same place and there is no change. Because of things perhaps that are years old that have not been spiritually addressed. Unless the spiritual cause of a visible reality is addressed, the cure will remain elusive. Jesus comes to this man who has been ill for 38 years. Now, I can tell you one thing this means. It means he's tired. When something's been nagging you for 38 years, you're tired. Now, let me give you a secret. Whenever God boxes you in for a long time, and you become weary and tired, and he provides no escape, it is because he wants you to know that you will never discover that he is all you need until he is all you have. One of the reasons that God allows extended times of entrapment and you watching other folk get delivered, getting to the pool first, and you can't even get up, more or less get to the pool, is that what God is after is giving you a personal experience with himself. Note that Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been there a long time. That's good news in that verse. He knows where you've been and how long you've been there. Says Jesus saw him and knew how long he would have been there. I know it doesn't look like God knows how long you've been where you are. Oh, he knows how long you've been there, how long you've been waiting, and how tired you are.
Jesus is just about to ask this man a very telling question, and Dr. Evans will come back to tell us about it when he continues this story in just a moment. But first, I want to let you know that what you're hearing today is part of Tony's message collection, Treasures in the Darkness, that explores ways to find help when you're helpless, maximize your potential, and plant the seeds of a more fulfilling future. We want to help you unlock those powerful biblical principles, so we're offering CDs and instant downloads of all 5 full-length lessons in this set with our thanks for your gift toward Tony's ministry. Along with it, we'll include his short but power-packed book, 30 Days to Overcoming Addictive Behavior, as a special bonus. This offer ends tomorrow, so be sure to contact us right away at tonyevans.org to make your contribution and your request. Or give us a call at 1-800-800-3222, where members of our resource team are standing by around the clock to help you. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. I'll repeat that information for you after part 2 of today's lesson and this.
We are continuing to receive reviews for Dr. Evans' study Bible and commentary. On Amazon, Southern Girl wrote, "I have always been challenged to read the Bible from cover to cover. Dr. Evans makes it easy with this Bible. The additional explanations and application to real life are invaluable, but the real beauty of this book is reading with clarity and not second-guessing or having to refer to other resources. Get a copy of Dr. Tony Evans' study Bible and commentary today."
He poses a very provocative question to this man. He asks him, do you wish to get well? Do you wish to get well? Now, Jesus asked the question not of all the multitude. There's a large group there. He only asked the question of the one man. Whenever you see Jesus asking this question, do you wish to get well? It is to people who wish to get well. Jesus does not spend a lot of time asking, do you wish to get well, to folk who don't wish to get well. Or put it another way, you can get so used to being messed up. You can get so used to being tired. You can get so used to being beaten and bruised and in your situation. That is, it is kind of, it's kind of medicinal for you to stay that way. You wouldn't know what to do if you couldn't keep your miserable attitude. You wouldn't know what to do if you couldn't complain every day of your life about what's wrong. See, a lot of folk who are sick don't want to get well. Jesus saves this question for folk who want to get well. Do you wish to get better? You say, what do you mean I don't want to get better? You think I like being miserable like this? You think I like being unhappy 24/7? Do you think I like being ill? Do you think I like having this discouragement and depression? Do you think I like that? Well, let me ask you a question. If you were ill and went to a doctor and he prescribed some medicine and you didn't take it, would the doctor be too far wrong in thinking you must like your situation because the medicine designed to change it is not being taken? Jesus says, do you want to get well? But see, you got to understand the question. The question is, are you willing to take the internal medicine to solve your external problem? Because remember, he says, do not sin anymore. So sin was the root of his problem. So if an operation is needed, do you want to get well? The sincere statement of a desire for God to change what I'm facing externally is in giving him the right to operate internally. He had the desire, but not the ability. Many of us want a placebo, not a real solution. We don't want a real solution because when a real solution is offered, if we don't like it, we don't take it, even though God is offering it. See, he was willing to be made whole. That is, inside out. Many people want their circumstances changed without their spiritual condition being altered. They want their circumstances changed without their spiritual condition being altered. Verse 8, Jesus says to him, verse 7, sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred. But while I am coming, another steps down before me. He says, I want to get better, but I don't have any human help. I want to get better, but when the opportunity arises, there is no man to assist me. See, so you didn't catch that. I want to get well, but I can't find another human being to get me where I need to go. When you're in a dilemma and God doesn't raise up a human being to change your situation, it's because he doesn't want to use a human being to change your situation. He wants to change it himself. He says, I want to get well, but there is no human help available to make me better. That's when Jesus says, verse 8, arise, take up your pallet and walk. There's a whole lot in a short phrase. Get up, take up, move on. That's three movements in there. Now, we have to understand something. The man is being commanded to do the very thing he's unable to do. He's unable to get up, take up, and move on. That's why he needs a man to help him. He is unable to do what God commands him to do. In other words, he was humanly without the power to pull off the divine expectation. Which tells you a lot about the power of God's word. He is to pick up his bed. I like this phrase that's used regularly in the New Testament. Take up your bed and walk. He wants to pick up the bed that he depended on and carry the bed with him. What this tells us is that the power to pull off what God expects is built into the command. He did not have power to do what he was being asked to do. So the command had to also provide the enablement. The point is, there is no divine expectation that does not have built into it the enablement to pull off that expectation. That is the relationship of the Holy Spirit to the Word of God.
If you need to see the power of God at work in your life and realize that you're helpless without Him, take advantage of what He freely offers to you. Dr. Evans would love to introduce you to the Lord. Just visit TonyEvans.org and follow the link that says Jesus. There, Tony will talk about how to accept God's life-changing offer, what it means to have a real relationship with Christ, and how to be 100% sure about your eternal future. Drop by TonyEvans.org to find out more. And while you're there, don't forget to ask about that special double offer I mentioned earlier. All five full-length versions of the messages in Tony's current series, Treasures in the Darkness, on CD and digital download, along with his short book, 30 Days to Overcoming Addictive Behavior. They're yours as our gift in appreciation for your donation to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. Tomorrow's the last day to take advantage of this offer, so visit TonyEvans.org right away to get all the details before time runs out. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Or call us at 1-800-800-3222. Our resource center is open 24/7. That's 1-800-800-3222. Words like impossible or incurable don't apply when God is part of the equation. But Dr. Evans says that seeing miracles happen is in some ways up to us. Be sure to join him tomorrow as he explains. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.